Carson, obviously not good news with the suspension of Darrell. Your thoughts of what that does to the defense, and does that put more of an onus per se on the offense to be better this fall?
No, I think so. Anytime you lose one of your a starter, and especially one of your better players and one of the best players, and you know one of the best linebackers probably in the NFL, you know, top three, four, five guys, you know, it's obviously a big blow to your team, and you know, it's some adversity we need to overcome, and we will overcome, and it's an opportunity for a young guy to step up, and an opportunity where a young guy has to step up and take over that role, and it'll be interesting and fun to watch that battle as it goes through the rest of these OTAs and into training camp.
Coach said that right now the team is so much better than it was at this point last year. And that being said, and you've talked about the improvements at the wide receiver spot all around, does that help the team knowing that in case you have to fill the void or wait for players to eventually step up and know the roles that the offense is capable of possibly leading the way?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think we're light years ahead of where we were last year at this time. And we still have a long way to go and a lot of work to do. And a lot of improvements need to be made, but we have to step up. You know, when you lose a guy like Darrell and you lose Carlos to free agency, and, you know, Tyron's not going to be back probably as fast as we'd like, you look at, you know, a team that you kind of have to transform, and that's the NFL. Year in, year out, injuries, free agency, draft, all these things change your team and change the dynamics of your team. You know, you got to adapt, and offensively we have to pick up a ton of slack, and you know, we leaned on the defense a lot last year, and we expect to be leaned on this year, and we need to come through, and we will come through.
Do you ever stop being amazed by stuff like this or surprised by things like this?
No. I mean, I've seen a lot. You know, I've seen and played with a lot of suspensions and dealt with that and the injury thing and, you know, just different things that you have to get through as a team and you have to overcome. And things like this make you stronger. At the end of the day, they make you a better team. They make young guys have to mature faster. So it's, you know, it's obviously a difficult situation for Darrell, and there's nothing we can do but support him and love him and continue to try to be there for him through this phase. And as a team, you find a way to overcome it, and you tighten up. You do everything you can to bring the young guys around, and these young guys that now we're probably sitting back on, oh, you know, it's a nice year for me to learn. Well, now it's a chance for a young guy that has to play, and that's always a good thing. You know, it's a good thing for that group of linebackers. You know, it's exciting to see as you go into training camp these battles that are going to happen. And everybody thought it was going to be at, you know, receiver and tight end and on the defensive back end, and now it's also a linebacker spot. There's going to be some battles for some starting spots and roster spots there.
Well, guys, mad, disappointed, upset. What was the reaction?
You know, you can't do anything but just move on. It doesn't matter if you're disappointed. You know, complaining about it, talking about it really doesn't do anything. You just got to move on and get past it. And, you know, I think when you hear the news, you just kind of say, okay, well, it's the next guy up. Somebody else, you know, we got to find a way to come up with those 60, 70 tackles or four or five forced fumbles, whatever it was, you know, those plays he made. Now it's either somebody else at that position that needs to make them, or it's somebody else in that defense that needs to make them, or it's 14 more points a game. We got to figure out how to score on offense. So we'll overcome it and get past it.
After he put you guys in this position, will this locker room welcome him back next year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. With open arms. You know, I think this locker room understands guys make mistakes, and, you know, some mistakes are more detrimental than others and hurt you more than others, but there's not a doubt in my mind everybody in this locker room will, you know, I can't wait to see him. You know, I know he's been through a lot and there's been a lot of crazy things, but this locker room will give him a hug, you know, welcome him back and be glad to see him back. You know, you talk about the loss of Carlos and just a handful of guys that with some injuries and different things that have happened. You know, we're excited to, you know, to score more points and be leaned on more and to have the ball in our hands at the end of games with everything on the line. That stuff's fun, and I think we're at a point now as an offense where we're on our way to getting to a point where we have a ton of confidence and we don't talk about specific numbers or goals, but we can be a top-tier offense in this league, and we expect to be, and we'll continue to work towards that.